Concerning periods of fasting in our Coptic Church, we fast before Christmas, before the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. At these days, we fast 43 days, 40 days like those of Moses, the prophet, before receiving the word of God. So we fast 40 days before Christmas, and another 3 days, so 43 days, because we had in our Egypt, in our country, 1,000 years ago, a miracle called the miracle of moving the mountain. Because in the Islamic persecution period, we were persecuted and we had this miracle. All the people fasted 3 days, so we are fasting these 3 days beside the 40 days regularly before Christmas. This is the first one. Also, we fast the whole year on Wednesday and Friday. Friday, the day of the cross, and Wednesday because Judah betrayed our Lord Jesus Christ. So we fast on weekly basis, Wednesday and Friday. Not in the Easter period. The 50 days after resurrection, we do not fast. We fast the Lent, the big fast, the 40 days which the Lord Jesus Christ fast, and we put 1 week before and the 7 days of Pascha after. So it's 55 days before resurrection. Before our feast of resurrection, we are fasting 55 days. We are fasting for St. Mary 2 weeks, 15 days. 15 days for St. Mary. And we are fasting for the apostolic fasting from the day of Pentecost to the day of the martyrdom of St. Paul and St. Peter. Also, we fast 3 days for the fasting of Nineveh, for Nineveh or Jonah. We fast 3 days, 2 weeks before the Lent. 2 weeks before the Lent as kind of preparation for the fasting in the Lent. 3 days of Jonah, okay. Also, we fast 1 day before the big feast, like we call it Baramon. Baramon is 1 day fasting before Epiphany, or the big feasts. So these are our fasting periods in Egypt. But you know, we do not tell people to fast till specific hour. We used to tell them try to fast many hours, but we give them the freedom to sacrifice their body their way. We leave this to the guidance of the Father of Confession, to be in something personal. By the way, we added few fasting days before the enthronement of our new Pope, because we had some time praying and fasting that God may choose the Pope for our church. So the Holy Synod made 3 days fasting three times in the last 4 months. So we were blessed by our new Pope, Papa Emba Tawadros II.